You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So good to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, very excited to have my next guest with me. He's a part of several different organizations, actually great organizations. Of course, he is here representing Project 21 Black Leadership Network, a part of the National Center of Public Policy Research, and you can find a link to Project 21 at the CG Contributors. CG Contributors, click on CG Contributors at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you'll go directly over there. But he is also the president of Reaching America and host of Reaching America On Demand, the podcast. Reaching America addresses complex social issues impacting African American communities today, including energy, poverty, education, justice reform, occupational licensing, and free speech. I want to welcome Derek Hawley to the program. Derek, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Pastor. I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate you. Man, wow. Let's begin real quickly. We got to get into Virginia. Glenn Youngkin wins. Winsome Sears. She was incredible last night. She was awesome last night. I loved her quote. By the way, I've always been black. Oh man, Democrats hate it when the conservatives say that. They hate that.
Because right now it's everything is spewing. Because you know, I'm right outside of Virginia. I'm here in Maryland, outside the nation's capital, very close to this whole Virginia election. And I grew up in Virginia. I'm a Virginia boy. My sister's still living in Virginia. I followed this race very closely. And so even last night, when the results were coming in, I flipped over to some of the other stations, the Alphabet, the ABC media groups, you know, and just to see what they were saying. And, oh, my God, I couldn't believe the racist nonsense that they were spewing. Oh, my God, this is the end right now because this man's being elected. It was just still spewing the racist nonsense, trying to associate Trump and all kinds. It's just ridiculous. And they're going to continue to lose with this same narrative that they're trying to drive of this division and racism. Everything out of the Democrats' mouth is racism and division. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, the other thing that I thought was interesting about that, too, I mean, everybody wanted to dump on Trump last night, except mm-hmm. that it was Trump's policies, the things that he did for America as a whole, for which affected Virginians, and even for the black community. I mean, let's not forget the lowest unemployment rate in the history of African-American polling of unemployment, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Now, Pastor, you know, I was a Trump appointee under the last administration. So, at the Department of Transportation, I was the director of the Office of Small Business, where I worked with a staff of 12, and we were tasked with helping minority, woman-owned, and small businesses, veteran-owned businesses, obtain contracts and grants during a global pandemic. I mean, it was the most rewarding job I've ever had. Mm-hmm. You think about it, under the Department of Transportation is FAA. So they had to outfit every airport with PPE supplies. So if you could do that, you were getting a contract. And so at that point, people did not care who was in that White House. They just wanted a contract mm-hmm. if you were a small business owner. Now, I look at this Virginia race and the way Youngkin ran this race. Yes, they were Trump policies. But he walked a very thin line in terms of how he associated himself with President Trump mm-hmm. because he was so unpopular in Virginia. And I believe that was his success to winning last night, how he walked a thin line in terms of separating himself from the president and being associated with the president.
Not about the man, about the policies.
About the policy. There you go, Pastor.
Okay,
yes, sir.
not about personality, about policy. And I thought Trump did a good job of keeping his distance while at the same time encouraging his base to get behind Youngkin and his messaging, right?
Yeah.
And you got to wonder if that's not going to be something that, you know, he's going to take more to heart if he decides to run, let's say, in 2024. You know, does he decide to come back and say, you know what, I'm gonna make this less. I'm gonna do everything I can to make this less about me and more about what I did. And I'm telling you, if he had stayed on, and I realize there's a lot of other things that were a part of the election. I really do believe that our election was tilted, slanted, messed with. Not honest. That being
there were some shenanigans.
Yep. But that being said, if he had stayed on point with, look what I've done for the American people, and, you know, distanced himself from any of the other aspects, it would have been a landslide. There's no question in my mind. It would have been a landslide. I'll have Mark Meadows on in just a little bit. And we may, we may have that conversation next hour. But it
can't be about I, because there's no I in team.
Right.
And so, and a lot of that was coming from him.
Yeah. No, I understand. Sure. Well, and it's a different flavor when you're promoting your business than it is about you. I mean, you're a business person as well. And so you know that when you put on your business hat, then it's about you and your business. And they have to buy you in order to buy your business. If they don't buy you, they don't buy your business. I mean, that's just a fact.
Correct.
So,
right.
Yeah, different ball game. Let's get into a couple of other things here we want to talk about. NAACP. Let me see. I think that's called the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Oh, wait. I can't say that.
Nope.
I can't say. If I say colored people, then I'm being racist, aren't I?
It's so crazy. And I've said many times, Pastor, that, you know, they make statements, come out with statements and comments because they're not relevant anymore. And they say these things to make themselves relevant. Even the name is not relevant anymore because, again, I cannot remember the last time I've used or called myself colored. I don't think I ever have in my generation. And so, again, when they say things that they do, like a statement a couple of years ago that came out to make on energy, you know, and it's so ridiculous because most of the people who they claim to represent, you know, are underwater right now. And are struggling with the current energy policies coming out of this administration and from the Democrats. It's ridiculous. And again, with this statement right here that they just made, it makes no sense to tell people. Yeah. You're right.
What I was just going to say, Vernon Jones was just on Monday, and you know, and he went down the history of Margaret Sanger, you know, killing black babies and sterilization of black women. And driving men out of the house and destroying the black family. I guess that's what the NAACP is all about these days, my friend.
I can't believe it. And so a lot of people don't understand that. All those policies and, you know, driving men out of the house, those policies did more to break up the black family than slavery did. And people don't understand that. People don't understand who Margaret Sanger is. They don't understand her relationship with Hillary Clinton and with the Democratic Party and all this stuff that goes on with abortion. And I've said many, many times, every race in America has grown except for the African-American community. We're still at 12-13% in this country. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we kill ourselves and we kill babies.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, you can look this up, New York City aborted more black babies than born. And if that was the model or the blueprint in New York City, it had to be other places around the country. And it continues to be that way.
And they elected a black mayor that won't even talk about it.
It's unbelievable. And I just wonder who's really pulling the strings here, Pastor. Who gets these people in office and says, okay, these are the issues. And this is how you want to position yourself. This is the messaging that's going to come from you. And this is going to be your stance. Because there's no way in the world that you could get in there and not say something like about that right
Absolutely.
there.
Absolutely. Well, and so that we're not just, because these are the problems, right? These are the issues. These are the things we want to, you know, raise up. We want to point out the evil that's taking place. But we also want to give you some answers and some solutions. And I think one of the solutions is we've got to start calling out these black athletes. The NAACP wants to say don't sign with a Texas team. I want to say to the black members of the NFL, the MLB, and the NBA, take that $7 billion per year. Yes, I said billion, ladies and gentlemen. Take that $7 billion a year that you are putting in your pocket. If you took 30% of that, 30% of that $7 billion, and invested it into the urban communities around this country, if you built up education centers, if you rebuilt businesses and reestablished black ownership of businesses in those neighborhoods, grocery stores, big box stores, Best Buys, places you know, where they can buy things to put into their homes and create jobs, and lock up the pimps and lock up the drug dealers and lock up the gangbangers. Gee, Derek, what kind of a world might that be?
You know, Pastor, I look at some of the stuff that comes out from these organizations, even the NAACP. I said, who's really pulling the strings? Where are you getting your messaging and all those kind of things? And I point to Minneapolis. And last night on their ballot, they had an initiative where the voters to vote to actually get rid of the police department and come up with a community task force is what they were trying to do.
All right, now hold that thought. Hold that thought. Yep. 10 seconds. We're going to come out in 10 seconds. So hold that thought. When we come back, Derek Hawley, Project 21, Reaching America. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236.
800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
I better turn those on. There we go. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for listening. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, my special guest is Derek Hawley, Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find them at ChosenGenerationRadio.com under CG Contributors. Please click on the link and head over, and you can follow all of their articles. And one of their articles that they have up right now, I know we were talking about a topic as we went into the break, and we'll jump back to that, but I also wanted to talk about your support of the Supreme Court and the protection of religious freedoms of public officials. Derek, go ahead and finish what you were talking about, and then maybe we can transition into that.
Okay, so Minneapolis, last night, on their ballot, mm-hmm. on their one of the questions was, defunding the police department and come up with this community task force. Well, Pastor, it was widely rejected. And the people who were leading that effort against not allowing that piece of legislation to come forward were community black leaders. Mm. Because they realized that how important the police is and how these neighborhoods and these vulnerable communities need the police. And if there was a defunding of the police, how those neighborhoods and those communities would suffer the most. So it was the black people going out and protesting, saying, no, we cannot have this. But see, that says to me, Pastor, that these are other outside influences that are coming right. in, and they said that, to try to change these communities. Again, who's in control right here? The same thing with the situation with the Supreme Court out in Washington State with this coach. These are outside influences, Pastor, mm-hmm. because there's mm-hmm. not black people. You're not going to take God and religion from black people.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? That push, that narrative is not coming from the black community.
Right.
That's coming from somewhere else.
You know, we were talking in the break. Back in 2002, I launched a program called A Dose of the Ghost. And it was holy hip hop with a message. And I actually did some executive producing of some holy hip hop music and content and what mm-hmm. have you. Mm-hmm. And broke these artists on secular radio. Some of them got deals with Universal and different ones because all of a sudden their music was being played on secular radio across the country on my program. Here's mm-hmm. what was cool. I always found P. Diddy had one. I actually did an interview with Mac 10 and, mm-hmm. and had Mac 10 on the program. And Mac 10 talked about going to church every Sunday morning with Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. Here's my point. What they said to me was this: irrespective of what else is on, whatever else is on my album, there's always set aside at least one gospel track. Because I got to give honor to God. It is a part of, as you said, black culture. And it is an important part of black culture. And it's where conservatives should be building the bridges with our ideals. I thought it was interesting last night. They were like, oh, yeah, it's a bunch of right-wingers, a bunch of racist right-wingers. First of all, if you're right-wing, then you're not racist.
People don't get that, Pastor. They don't get that. I thought it was very racist. And the tactics and things that come from the left and liberal, they're racist. Yep. There was a picture or stunt there in Virginia a couple of days leading up to the election where they had some boys standing out in front of candidate Glenn Youngkin's bus posing as if they were these some kind of individuals who participated in that incident that happened in Charlottesville years ago, holding tiki torches and stuff. Now, here's the thing. It was five of them. One of them was a black boy. Boy, if that was my son, I'd slap you upside your head. What are you doing? To me, you were a sellout. You sold your soul because that was a stunt, and you stood up there and did that. Mm-hmm. But those are outside influences.
And the problem is, my friend Derek Wilburn, I think you may know Derek, but my friend Derek Wilburn, Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives, has a program now where they take young men and women from urban schools and universities, and they put them in Washington, D.C. in conservative congressional and senatorial offices as interns over the summer. And give them an opportunity to see what conservatism really looks like. And it changes everything. I mean, they come back and they're like, no, you guys start talking your whatever. And it's like, no, I'm sorry, but I can't let that pass because I worked side by side with these people for the last 3 months. I saw who they are and what they do. And what they stand for. And friends, they're fighting for you and me.
Yes, indeed. I attend another part of a coalition in Washington, D.C. We meet every Wednesday. Should have been there today. I'm taking this call. But every day, and so, but It's a group of individuals and organizations here in Washington, D.C., and every Wednesday is about 150 people there. And I've always said, these are the best people, Pastor. It's not, you don't hear that racist, because all the policies, the agenda is about helping these vulnerable communities.
Yes.
But the media will drive this narrative that all Republicans, they're racist and everything. They're trying out to get black people. And that narrative and that message is starting to fail. And it failed in Virginia.
Yep.
It failed in Virginia and it failed across in Minneapolis with that nonsense of trying to defund the police.
Well, and it's, you know, it's interesting because it's why they went after Kanye, right? Because Kanye was like, wait a minute, hold the phone just a second. Because what y'all are talking, what y'all are saying on the left, you ain't helping us. You ain't helping me. You bunch of liars, man. Bunch of liars.
And Pastor, you said you did some hip hop gospel.
Yep.
So
yep.
When Kanye came out with those statements, I actually followed up with an op-ed. It's in the Daily Signal, and it says why Kanye West is not the only black person who is supporting Trump. When I got into all the different policies, the reasons why black people would support the Republican Party. But in addition to that, we took a different spin. And from 1989 up to 2016, there were over 300 rap songs that used Trump and Hillary Clinton. And every reference to Donald Trump was positive.
Wow.
During the rap song.
Wow.
And every reference to Hillary Clinton was negative.
Wow.
And this was done by 366 survey group or something like that, that national survey group.
Yeah.
And so it was just interesting how they pulled the lyrics of all these different rap songs over 20 years and showed the comparison, how they spoke of Trump and Hillary Clinton. Just very interesting.
Amazing.
This is the rap community. Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, folks, we are going to take a break. We will be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two is straight ahead. Derek, thanks for being with us again. Project 21, Black Leadership Network. Find them at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com.